More jobs being created.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. At first glance, adding 290,000 jobs in a month is something we were wishing for quite some time. According to the Labor Department, that's exactly what we got in April, except the unemployment rate actually rose 0.2% to 9.9%. More on unemployment irony in just a moment. First, where's Wall Street? Markets are up right now for a change. The S&P up about 0.25%, the NASDAQ 0.1%. The Dow higher now by 27 points, 10,547. European markets lower. French shares off by more than 2% right now. Actually, about a percent and three quarters. And today, Asian shares tanked. The Nikkei plunged 3%. Again, second day in a row for the Nikkei, the big loss there. Chris Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial. He's with us live from New York this morning. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
So, all right, unemployment numbers, more hiring, but we also have this unemployment rate that's up a couple of tenths of a percent. What's the takeaway there?
You know, honestly, these are unambiguously good numbers. The only reason the unemployment rate rose is that people are feeling more optimistic. 800,000 people who had become so discouraged they weren't even looking for work came back into the labor force. So, you know, there's job growth in almost every industry.
So wait, the optimism actually caused the unemployment rate to rise.
That's exactly right. And the reason is the government doesn't count you as unemployed unless you're actually out there interviewing. And people had become so discouraged they stopped looking. And that made unemployment, on paper anyway, go down.
We've been hearing, Chris, about the census hiring, the United States Census for 2010. Does that mean this wasn't a big deal?
Well, yeah. You know, according to the Census Bureau, they've now hired 600,000 temporary workers. But there were only 60,000 of those who showed up in these numbers. Private payrolls were up 231,000. Nobody expected that kind of strength. So again, even with the census workers taken out, these numbers better than expected.
Hey, let's go back yesterday between 2:40 and 3 o'clock New York time. What was going through your mind when the Dow was whipsawing back and forth?
Abject panic, I guess, is the best way to describe it. And thankfully, there wasn't any time to think, because if I had, I might have reacted. And I'm just, thankful there wasn't time to sell at the bottom there.
Chris
it was
Lowe,
a wild
thanks.
Ride.
Yeah, it was a wild ride, and we're all sort of recuperating. Chris Lowe, thanks.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Yesterday's big roller coaster ride, of course, has a lot of people asking, what happened? Was it simply the problems in Greece? Was it a trader who hit the wrong key? Or was it a byproduct of high-frequency computer trading, where buyers sat on their hands while the market went haywire? Professor Vasant Dar teaches at New York University's Stern School of Business. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what high-frequency trading is for people who really, you know, don't keep a close eye on the markets.
Well, high-frequency trading is simply the rapid execution of trades where people have very short holding periods, and the motivation is to take very little risk. That's why high-frequency trading has become really popular. It's grown because if you can make money by taking very little risk, well, that's very appealing.
That's pretty much the name of the game, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Some blame this glitch that there was a mistake between someone typing in B for billion instead of M for million, and others blame this high-frequency computerized trading. What do you think?
No one's really come up with an explanation for what happened yesterday. There's rumors that it was a fat finger error, but no one's actually said, yeah, it was us. You know, I think high-frequency trading is really here to stay, whether you want to blame it or not. It's certainly true that precipitous drops like this can be caused by programs that are set up to go off and move the market pretty significantly. But the fact is that the same process can happen even if people are doing it.
Well, you must admit, though, humans can't trade as quickly as a computer, though.
Humans can press the button pretty quickly as well. You know, when you're in this sort of panic situation where no one knows what's going on.
Professor Vasant Dar from New York University's Stern School of Business, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
By the way, as officials try to figure out what happened, many of the wild trades have already been canceled by the exchanges. The Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodities Regulator are investigating as well. Even Congress is planning hearings to investigate yesterday's big fluctuation.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents, offering a choice of companies and coverage. You can find a local agent at 1-800-WE-INSURE. By Constant Contact, working to help small businesses understand what social media can do for them. Learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. And by Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to hold meetings online to collaborate in real time. More at GoToMeeting.com/market.
You may think the traditional start of summer is Memorial Day weekend, but the Hollywood movie industry begs to differ. Their summer starts today with the release of Iron Man 2, the first big-budget movie to hit the screens this season. Jill Barshay filed this report.
I am Iron Man. The suit and I are one.
Iron Man 2 is one of 11 sequels or remakes to come out this summer. There's Shrek Forever After, Toy Story 3, even The Karate Kid.
It's a trend that just keeps coming and coming.
That's Carl DiIorio at The Hollywood Reporter.
Hollywood studios do like sure bets, particularly on $200 million investments.
He says studios are betting heavily on international markets this year. They now make up 60% of ticket sales. And there's an added incentive to get movies overseas early.
Those moviegoers will be basically unavailable once the Soccer World Cup commences in mid-June.
The World Cup has pushed Paramount to do something extremely unusual. Normally, movies are released in the U.S. first. But Paramount decided to release Iron Man 2 to 53 foreign countries a full week ago. I'm Jill Barshay from Marketplace.
And finally, researchers now say coffee can be good for some people who have had heart attacks. European study of more than 350 patients shows those with normal blood pressure drinking one or two cups of coffee a day are less likely to develop a condition that could lead to heart failure. Did I mention the study was from Greece? Yeah, after the debt crisis there and violent protests in the streets, oh, I recommend decaf. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.